Designer rats don't hang out on town dumps, but in parts of New England, people do. There was a time when going to the town dump and picking over the refuse was as much fun for some people as panning for gold. Now, town dumps are being closed because of concerns about liability. Of course, no matter what the rules, it being a dump, there will always be people who glean things from it. Maine Public Radio's Keith Schwartzall found that out recently and filed this postcard from a landfill in Camden, Maine.
Most mornings, you can find Chuck Berry poring over the latest goods to arrive at the town dump.
If you look at something that was produced, say, 50 years ago that cost $100 to make it then, chances are it still has some value in it with it today.
He eyeballs the piles of metal, wooden shingles, and household appliances. And then we head over to the swap shop, an unheated shack filled with discarded shoes, sporting equipment, and lots of books.
You get the classics by Robert Louis Stevenson, Dickens, even some old Zane Grey stuff.
What's the most valuable item you ever came across in here for the picking?
Collection of journals from the Christian Science Church from the late 1800s up through until about World War II. I suspect that I'll be able to make about $2,000 on them.
Not too far from the dump is Barry's modest home, a true showcase for his dump-picking career. A fenced-in area holds 90,000 pounds of copper pipe and brass fittings. There are barrels filled with wooden shingles. In fact, much of the house itself, including many of the windows and doors, came from the dump.
A lot of plates, dishes, a lot of silverware. Usually when it says sterling on it, you know it's quality stuff.
Hi.
Come right in. It's all hardwood flooring. I recovered all of that from the landfill. Cabinets, the kitchen stove, the wood stove, the microwave, the sideboard, the dress forms that we have here. One of the first finds that I ever got at the dump was this toy robot, Japanese, probably late 50s, early 60s. This was considered junk by somebody because it wasn't the space-age toys of today's world. So it was heaved, and, you know, that will bring $75 to $100. I think a lot of people look at this type of work, a business, it's like it has a stigma attached. You know, we think of dump pickers as being kind of the low end of the spectrum of humanity. We're kind of a low life. I just love it.
Chuck Berry is the unofficial king of the dump pickers at the Midcoast Solid Waste Landfill. For NPR News, I'm Keith Schwartzall in Camden, Maine.